Well, welcome to Cooking with Chaya Hinda. And today we're talking about, and we're making Tuscan bean soup. So I have my delicious and nutritious cooked, soaked red beans. And I have a pot now bubbling with all kinds of delicious ingredients. We put in onion and garlic and fresh tomatoes and sliced mushrooms. And some tomato paste. And of course, some oregano and some basil and some salt. And loads of red kidney beans pre-cooked with their delicious and nutritious juices. And it's all cooking up together. Now, why am I so excited about Tuscan bean soup? I'll tell you what it is. Food has to be delicious. Food has to taste really good. And Hashem has created us with all kinds of taste buds in our mouth so that our tongue tastes one kind of taste and other parts of our mouth taste other flavors in our food. And Hashem has also created that beans have a certain flavor and tomatoes have a certain flavor. And the leafy spices, the oregano and the basil, they have a certain flavor. And it's delicious. Not only that, it's a feast for the eyes because the broth is red, and you have the green spices, and you have the dark red beans bobbing about inside the broth, and I just flicked some all over my kitchen, which is okay because, you know, beans you can use for salads, you can do all kinds of things with beans, and the beans themselves, let's just talk about nutrition now, that Hashem has made it, that all the foods that grow for us to eat are filled with nutrition. The beans have both protein and carbohydrate. Tomatoes have vegetables and antioxidants in them. And in tomato paste, there is a tremendous amount of iron. In fact, I remember that many times after birth, I would just have tomato paste. I'd make it up in tomato juice and drink it. And it boosted my iron levels amazingly. So there's a lot of iron and vitamin C in tomatoes, in the tomato paste that goes into the soup here. So there's so much nutrition in a pot of soup when we add all of these beautiful, wonderful, God-given ingredients into the pot. And then when we cook it up together with water, it becomes something just out of this world, and the whole house smells. You fry up the onions with the garlic. And so we start to smell the food, and then we taste the food. And when we sit and eat with family members that we love, we could sit and eat with friends, we can sit and eat with our husband, we can sit and eat with our children, we can sit and eat with our parents, whoever it is that we've made the food for, in order to be able to enjoy it together with them. And in every single bite, we're going to be sharing the delight of the taste of the food, the health-producing value of the nutrition of the food, and the love and the energy that goes into the food. The wife of Rav Levi Yitzhak Miberdichev would pray when she cooked that the people who ate her food would imbibe Yiras Shamayim and do tshuva, that's what they would imbibe when they were eating the food. And Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says that when you cook, the energy that you cook with goes into the food. If you cook with joy, you can give people good health. If we want to share nutritious food with our families, let's cook with joy and let's give people good health. We can do that. We can do that for the people that we serve our food to. We can, when they taste the food that we cook with love and joy and happiness, and when we enjoy the process, and when we thank Hashem for these beautiful and beautiful to the eye, nutritious to the body, delicious to the palate, we thank Him for these foods, then we're connecting to Him, we're connecting to the people that we're sharing together with. And remember, making food for people, giving food to people, this is something that women have been doing from the beginning of time. The very first Aveira, the very first sin in history, was a woman eating. And the second sin in history was a woman giving somebody else to eat, something that she shouldn't have. So when we make delicious, nutritious, life-giving food, and we share it with people that we love, it's part of how we can live our lives with a memory in our minds that through this act, I'm fixing up something from the beginning of time. And I'm giving, I'm nurturing, and I'm being like God. God gave us the natural ingredients. We take it one step further. We create food out of it. Food for the body, food for the soul. Thank you for joining me. Bye.